Father, we bless your name. We are grateful and thankful to you for being called your own. We appreciate your goodness and kindness towards us. And we thank you once again for bringing us here to renew strength, to equip us, to comfort us, to empower us, to encourage us, and to bless us. We commit every moment of this hour into your hands, and we pray that you will have your way in our lives. Lord, open our hearts and help us to receive what you have for us, and give us the grace to measure up to the standard you so require of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We thank God for bringing us together once again. It's revival service, and our message tonight is titled The Secret Place of the Most High. The Secret Place of the Most High. Turn with me to Psalm 91. Psalm 91. Our verse is 1. Psalm 91, verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. In Matthew chapter 13, our verse is 44. Matthew 13, verse 44. We are told, again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, in the which when a man has found, when a man has heard about this treasure, when a woman has been told about the treasure. And what is our treasure? What are we talking about tonight? It is this secret place of the Most High. When a man has heard about it, a woman has heard about it. When a man has found, he hideth, and for joy, the excitement of being in the secret place of the Most High, goeth and selleth all that he has. Whatever I can do to dwell in this secret place of the Most High, he goeth and selleth everything, every impediment, every opposition, every obstacle, every hindrance, any and everything that would prevent me from going to this place. I need to throw it away, push it behind. He's goeth and selleth all that he has and buyeth that field at whatever cost, whatever price that ought to be paid to be there. This is the pursuit of this man and of this woman. And I pray that this will be your testimony in Jesus' name. We are talking about peace and security, and it is one thing that is of crucial importance to every individual. We all need security. In every facet of our lives, we are looking for security. In the area of our career and job, we are looking for security. We just don't want a job, we want a career. We just don't want a job. We want a permanent job. Because that makes us feel settled. It gives us some sense of security. In our families, in marital lives, I mean, every woman is looking for security in marriage. In our homes, we are looking for security. That's why we buy insurance. For things you buy, I mean, any device you want to be sure it has warranty. It's all about security. Families look for security. Nations look for security. And you know, the fact is that there are nations that spend more on their military and defense, even than public health and education. Security. very, very important and crucial. And the greatest treasure then that any individual can have is to discover and to dwell in this secret place of the Most High. You discover it, you sell everything you have so that you can buy that field, so that you can be in that place. Now, what are the secrets to enjoying the security from the secret place of the Most High? How do I get to this secret place of the Most High? What do I stand to gain and obtain from this secret place of the Most High? What are the treasures there if I manage to get there? Emeka Rekel tells us that blessed are the single-hearted, for they shall enjoy much peace. Those who are single-hearted, they have sold everything, they have put away all distractions, they have stopped spreading themselves here and there. They are focused and concentrated. The single-hearted, they shall enjoy much peace. If you refuse to be hurried and pressed, if you stay your soul on God and God alone, you find that it goeth, sell it, get that field you want to buy. If you stay your soul on God, nothing can keep you from that clearness of spirit, which is life and peace. And it is in that stillness you know what His will is. Those who want to know, discover the will of God must be in this secret place of the Most High. In our first point of discussion, we look at the secrets to the secret place of the Most High. Do you want to get to the secret place of the Most High? What are the secrets? What do you need to do to get there? How do I get there? Back to Psalm 91, we are told that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, that's the first secret. You must dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Dwelleth, not he that visits there. It's not for visitors, it is for permanent residents. He that dwelleth, it's not an occasional thing, it's a daily thing. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, having fulfilled that condition, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It's not the hit and run. They can't abide under the shadow because they are not dwelling there. It's not those who are on the mountain today who are giving my life to Jesus and tomorrow they are into other things. They are not dwelling there. They cannot enjoy they can't abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It is for this individual, this man and this woman who has chosen that this is where I live, this is where I reside, I dwell, and it's a daily affair. That kind of individual will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We are still staying in the Psalms. Let's now look at chapter 25, Psalm 25, and then read from verse 12. 25, our verse is 12. The Word of God tells us, what man is he that feareth the Lord? Not feared in the past, not shall fear in the future. What man, what woman is it that fears God? Him shall he teach in the way he shall choose. Remember what Michael told us a while ago, the will of God. It is the person that dwelleth, it is the person that feareth the Lord that will enjoy this security, that will have the benefit. Him shall he teach in the way that he should choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. And then we are told in verse 14, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. This is not slavish fear. It is reverential fear. The people who honor God, who tremble at his word, they fear God. They don't pollute the things of God. They don't desecrate the things of God. They respect the word of God. They honor the word of God. They are afraid of sin. The secret of them is of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. It's only that category, those individuals who will be shown the covenant of the Lord. I pray that you will not miss this in Jesus' name. In 31, Psalm 31, we now read from verse 19, Psalm 31, verse 19. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them, again, the secret you see there, that fear thee. Great is your goodness, which you have kept in store, laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. There's an exclamation mark after men. It's amazing. Verse 20, thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them. It's that select group of people, those who fear God. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. He hid Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the pride of Nebuchadnezzar. He hid Elijah from the pride of Ahab and Jezebel. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. And then we are told in verse 21, blessed be the Lord, for he has showed me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. That's the testimony of those who have found the secret to the secret place of the Most High. For I said in my haste, they don't haste in life. I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thy eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried unto you. Oh, love the Lord, all ye saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful. That is the secret. You must be faithful. And plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. All ye that hope in the Lord, that is the secret. Those who hope in the Lord, those who don't have a plan B, those who are sold unto God, and they are staying upon their God, they will be shown the security from the secret place of the Most High. What are the secrets? Number one, salvation and sanctification. Very, very crucial. How can you dwell with God if you don't know him? You will be an alien, a stranger to God. That's why salvation is so important. Can two work together except they be agreed? God is a holy God, and you can only dwell in his secret place and abide under his shadow when you walk with him in holiness. Psalm 91, verse 2. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, mine. There's a connection there. There is some intimacy there. God is not a stranger to you. He is my refuge, my fortress, my God personally. The Lord is my shepherd. And it is only those who have given their lives to Christ and are sincerely born again who can say, my God. Otherwise, they can say, the Lord is a shepherd. But they cannot say, the Lord is my shepherd. My God, in him will I trust. What's the secret? It is enduring and exclusive love for the Lord. Those whose love for God is not temporal, it's not ephemeral, it doesn't change with changing seasons, it's enduring. Whatever happens and doesn't happen to them, they stay on the Lord. And their love for the Lord is exclusive. They don't share their love with any other entity or being. Look at verse 14 of Psalm 91. Enduring and exclusive love for God, because he has set his love upon me. That is the secret. Therefore, will I deliver him. It is as a consequence of his love for me that I'm going to send him deliverance. Because he has set his love upon me. It is the secret to the secret place of the Most High. Enduring, exclusive love for the Lord. This group of people, they are constantly abiding and communing with the Lord. Constantly abiding. Back to verse 1, we are still in Psalm 91. He that dwelleth, they stay there. In the secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Constantly, you will find them there. They are not occasional Christians. They are daily Christians. Every day, you will find them close to their God. In verse 9, we are told, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. God is your habitation. You live in Christ. You dwell there. That is the secret. And you are constantly communing. We are here to commune with the Lord. You commune with the Lord in the scriptures. You commune with the Lord in prayer. And there is no better place to experience, you know, this security of the Lord than in a place of prayer. When you are having fellowship with the Son, with the Father, and with the Holy Spirit, it is second to none. These are people who run and who resort to the name of the Lord. God is not their last resort, but their first resort. In every situation, they rest However, tumultuous the situation may be, they are conveniently, comfortably resting, that so longer they are abiding and dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. Let whatever happen, happen. God is in control. Back to verse 2. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge. Where did you go when that challenge came? Where did you run to? What was your first point of call? It's good to have connections, but there's no better connection than God. Where do you first run to when you face a challenge? Pick a phone, WhatsApp call, send a message, email. Did you think to pray? Was God your first resort? Did you ask Him what you should do about that situation? Or you felt you could manage it on your own? He's my refuge and my fortress, impregnable fortress that cannot be broken through by any circumstance and situation. My God, in Him will I trust. These group of people have experiential knowledge of God's name. It's not that they know a certain Lord somewhere. They know Him. They have identified with Him. They know who this God is. In Psalm 91, we are still there. Verse 14, we are told that because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name, my name. He has known by experience, not head knowledge, experiential, my name. In Psalm 9, verse 10, Psalm 9, verse number 10. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. Do you want to know whether you know the name of the Lord? Are you able to put your trust in Him that God will not lie and He will be faithful to His word and commandments? They that know thee, they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek you. If you are seeking the Lord faithfully, the Lord will not forsake you. Whatever happens, the Lord will stand by you. There are those who try to fake that they know the name of the Lord, but they only betray themselves. Look at the opposite experience in Acts chapter 19, in verse 13. Acts 19, verse 13. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, Ezoses, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirit the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, "We adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches." Look at the long route. They didn't know this Jesus, but they have seen Paul, who directly had experiential knowledge of this name, used that name, and it worked for him. And they were going to copy that. And there were seven sons of one scribe, a Jew and chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirits answered and said, "Jesus, I know. And Paul, I know. But who are you? You are a stranger to this name. Who are you?" And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. I pray you will experientially know the name of the Lord. And remember, this name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous running and is safe. They are those who will trust. the secret, trusting the time-tested promises of the Lord, that what God has said, he will do. What God has said, he will do. Back to Psalm 91, verse 2. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. My faith is in this God because he can't fail. I trust that he will do whatever he has said concerning me. Another secret is supplicating in sincerity to the Lord, praying, pray. Verse 15, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. Call on me, that is prayer, and I will answer him. Now let's listen to the testimony of David, who has been in the secret place of the Most High. 2 Samuel 22, reading from verse 1. And David spoke unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, the Lord is my rock. Do you see the relationship there? My fortress and my deliverer, the God of my rock. In him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower, my refuge, my savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. When the waves of death compassed me, I didn't fear because I was dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. When the waves of death compassed me, the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord. First point of contact. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried to my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled, and the foundations of heaven moved and shook because he was wroth. Then went up a smoke out of his nostrils, the secret place. What does it look like? Who is there? Who is this person? And fire out of his mouth, devour coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly, and he was seen upon the wings of the wind. And he made darkness pavilions round about him, dark waters and thick clouds of skies. Through the brightness before him were coals of fire kindled. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice, and he sent out arrows and scattered them, lightning, and discomfited them. And the channels of the sea appeared, and the foundations of the world were discovered at the rebuking of the Lord and of the blast of the breath of his nostril. But before the Lord would come through for him, did you see who he was? He had God as his rock. He was trusting in him, his shield, his horn, his salvation, his refuge, his savior, and everything. I pray this will be your own testimony. Oh, let the place of prayer become to me the most beloved spot on earth. That's what Andrew Murray is telling us. And I pray it will be our confession and our determination as well. Now, if we have discovered the secret to the secret place of the Most High, what do we stand to gain? What can we find from this secret place of the Most High after we have discovered the secret and we have met the conditions of being there? Back to Psalm 91. As we read verse 1, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, he has fulfilled the condition, that is the secret, shall abide without fail, shall When the scriptures use shall, it means that that thing cannot fail. It must just happen. Shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Have you found this secret place? Then rest. You are under the shadow of the Almighty. And if you are under the shadow of the Almighty, no matter how the might of man may be, it cannot overpower the might of the Almighty. In Proverbs 18, verse 10, we are told, Proverbs 18, verse 10, the name of the Lord, the name of the Lord, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous running into it, and it is safe, it's safe, it's safe. That is the security from there. But look at verse 11. The rich man's wealth is his strong city, and as a high wall in his own conceit. There are people who have made money their security, but money is no security. The secret place of the Most High. It is the name of the Lord that is a strong tower. And if you will run into it, you can be certain that it's a safe place to be. A lot of security. Security abounds in the place of the Most High. What do we stand to enjoy from the secret place of the Most High? Number one, there is shelter, and you will be shielded from the storms of life if you have discovered the secret place of the Most High. Back to Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide, abide, abide under the shadow of the Almighty. In 84, Psalm 84, let's look at the verse numbered 11, Psalm 84. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give those who have found this secret place, the Lord will give them grace and glory. Grace is the beginning of glory, and glory is the finalization of grace. He will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Those who have fulfilled the condition and discovered the secret of holiness, sanctification, and salvation, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man, blessed is that woman, blessed is that boy and girl that trusted in thee. Remember, my God, my fortress, my refuge, in him will I trust. You will be blessed. You will enjoy that security if you have found it. What else do we stand to gain from there? We have eternal life and excellence as our security. We are not talking about eternal security, that you are saved and you can do anything else with your life and still be born again. Remember, it is he that dwelleth in the secret place, and you will not leave there and go elsewhere. Look at verse 15 of Psalm 91. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Excellence. I will deliver him. You will not be ashamed. If you have discovered this secret place of the Most High, you will be honored. You will be honored. You saw how, you know, what is the name? Haman tried to put Mordecai and the Jews in a place of dishonor, and how God turned everything around. He has power to honor. How he took Joseph from the prison to the palace. I will honor him. And with long life will I satisfy him, and I will show him my salvation. Those people who have found the secret to the secret place, they will enjoy the comfort and care of the Almighty. Look at verse 4. Verse 4, he shall cover thee with his feathers. You know, the feathers give warmth. The hen covers the chicken with the feathers. It's for protection, it's for warmth. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth also shall be thy shield and thy buckler. His truth. His truth. The word is truth. The word of God is a shield to those who have found the secret place of the Most High. Those people, they are free. They enjoy uncommon freedom from unfounded, needless, groundless fears. Back to some, we are still in Psalm 91. Let's look at verse 5. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasted at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thy eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Look at verse 10. Because you have gone through verse 9. Because you have fulfilled verse 9. Because you have discovered a secret in verse 9. The consequence of it is verse 10. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. That is the security we enjoy. Then we have refuge and repose, refuge and rest. Verse 2 says, I will say of the Lord, is my refuge and my fortress. My God, my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Those people who have found this secret place, they enjoy indescribable, inexpressible, angelic protection. And so Satan is even aware of that. In Psalm 91, verse 10 to 12, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. This is exactly what Satan quoted for Christ during his temptation. Even Satan knows the secret to the secret place of the Most High, and you will not allow him to be smarter than you. He knows the security for those who have found the secret place of the Most High. And I pray you discover it. You enjoy timely answers to your prayer. Look at verse 15. He shall call upon me. I will answer him. Not maybe, I will answer him. He shall call and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him. I will honor him. And they enjoy youthfulness of age. They are satisfied with long life. Look at verse 16. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. With long life will I satisfy him. What a place to be, and show him my salvation. Let's listen to the testimony of David once again, who has been in this secret place of the Most High. Second Samuel, our chapter is 22, and our verse is 17. Second Samuel 22, verse 17. He sent from above. He took me, he drew me out of many waters. It's a security I enjoy. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them that hated me, for they were too strong for me. Are you fighting people you can't defeat? Why don't you leave the battle in the hands of God? They were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay, my habitation, my trust. He brought me forth also into a large place. I pray the Lord will bring you there. But he delivered me because he delighted in me. What a place to be. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. You remember, see, the secret righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands, holiness, sanctification, he has recompensed me, for I have kept the ways of the Lord. That was the secret, and have not wickedly departed from my God, for all his judgments were before me, and as for his statute, I did not depart from them. I was also upright before him, you see the secret, and have kept myself from my iniquity. Therefore, because I fulfill these conditions, because I lived uprightly before the Lord, therefore the Lord has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness in his eyesight. With the merciful, thou wilt show thyself merciful. And with the upright, thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure, thou wilt show thyself pure. And with the froward, thou wilt show thyself froward. And the afflicted people, thou wilt say, but thy eyes are upon the haughty, the proud, that thou mayest bring them down, for thou art my lamp. You see the security, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness. For by thee have I run through a troop, 1,000 will fall at thy side. But by thee have I run through a troop, but my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried, is a buckler. You remember the shield to all them that trust in him. For who is God? Save the Lord. Who is a rock? Save our God. God is my strength and power. He maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth upon me my high places. He teacheth my hands also to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by my hands. Thou also hast given me the shield of thy salvation. Thy gentleness has made me great. I will deliver him. I will honor him. Thy gentleness has made me great. You want to enjoy all this security? Pay attention to the secrets, to the secret place of the Most High. And this will be your portion. Eliot is telling us and asking us some questions as we go before the Lord in prayer. I say, where does your security lie? Is God your refuge? Is he your hiding place, your stronghold, your shepherd? Is God your counselor, my sister, or some influencer somewhere? Your friend, is he your friend? Do you have that bond? Is he your redeemer? Is God your savior? Is he your guide? If he is, you don't need to search for any further. You don't need to search any further for security, because he is all in all, and he's all you need and I need. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Let's present our hearts before him. The secret place of the Most High. Have you discovered the secrets? Then the security will be yours. Pastor, please take it up.
Let's continue to pray, brethren. Have you discovered the secrets? If you have, the security will be yours. Pray tonight that, Lord, take me to your secret place. That is where I want to dwell. Call upon the name of the Lord. That is the place where all problems of lives are solved. That is a place of security, a place of joy, strength, and power, a place of excellence. Pray, Lord, take me to that secret place tonight. That is where I want to be. That is where I want to dwell. That is where I want my abode to be. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Lord, take me to your secret place. Take me to your secret place. The secret place of the Most High. As you are praying, brethren, make a decision that every step that has been highlighted, you are going to follow through. And if you could do that, if you can do that, brethren, you will enjoy this security we've been told about tonight. Oh Lord, take me there. Take me to that place. There's a place called the secret place of the Most High. Pray, Lord, I want to be there. Take me 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 there. Nations budget and spend more on security, even sometimes more than public health, because they know the importance of that security. Hence, they pay the price to the innermost secrets. Pray and say, Lord, take me, take me, take me, take me to that secret place. Blessed are the single-hearted, those who are resolute, determined, and they just want to do everything to get into that secret place. Blessed are they. Lord, take me there. Take me there, for they shall enjoy much peace. Lord, take me there. Take me there. And we have been told tonight, if we want to dwell there, if we want to go there, there are steps to take. And as we go through these steps, brothers and sisters, I want you to make that decision that you want to follow through and discover that secret place. You want to follow through and discover that secret place. You want to ensure that you are qualified to dwell in that secret place. Salvation is very important. Play a part. Are you saved? Are you born again? Have you given your heart to Christ? Has all your sins been forgiven? Have you surrendered totally to the Lord? Is Christ in your hearts? Do you obey him always? Do you fear him? Pray and present yourself before God tonight. Salvation is the first thing we need in order to enjoy the blessing of the secret place. If there's any sin in your life, present yourself before God tonight. Say, Lord, have mercy upon my soul. Lord, forgive me my sins. Are you still telling lies? Do you still fight? Do you still get angry? Are you full of wrath? Do you keep malice? Whatever sins has barred you out of the secret place, you want to tell Lord, Lord, and I say, Lord Jesus, have mercy upon my soul. Lord Jesus, forgive me. Lord Jesus, show me mercy. Lord Jesus, I come to you tonight. Lord Jesus, forgive me my sins. Brethren, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. Those who fear the Lord, they are the one that knows the secret. Those who fear the Lord, they are the one that dwell in the secret place. We are saying, Lord Jesus, all those things I am doing that shows that I do not have the fear of you. Those things I cannot do in church. Those things I cannot do before other brethren. Those things I cannot do when other people that are brethren, that are church members are there. But I do in secret. And those things are bad me out of the security that I can get from the secret place. Oh, Lord, have mercy upon me. We are called upon the name of the Lord. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. Those who dwell in that secret place, they fear the Lord. We are called upon the name of the Lord. Every sin, every unrighteousness, every uncleanness, every impurity, any anger, any malice, anything, whatever, is that sin that you know that is barring you, that is shutting you out of the gate of the secret place of the Lord. We are saying, Lord, have mercy upon me. Make sure you call upon the name of the Lord. Salvation and sanctification. Are you sanctified? Is your heart pure? Is the propensity to sin, the allurement, the pull towards sin, has that been dealt with? Are you able to manage, you know, when seriously offended? Or do you have a breaking limit? You have that limit that if you are offended to that point, then it will be tit for tit. It will be high for high. We are saying, Lord Jesus, sanctify my heart. Do you love the Lord more than every other thing? Do you love God more than your hobby? Do you love God more than anything you want to pursue in life? Do you love God so much that if something present itself before you and then between you and that thing, between God and that thing, you can choose God? Pray and say, Lord, and tell the Lord, if you do not love God so much, if you do not have that love of God, pray and say, Lord, sanctify my heart. The Bible says the Lord thy God will circumcise thy heart and the heart of thy seed to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy strength. We are saying, Lord, sanctify my heart. Maybe you have been hearing about sanctification many times, but you just pray casually about it. And that experience is not there. The supreme love for God is not there. You know that supreme love for Christ that will make you to want to sacrifice anything for God, that will make you, you know, to want to do anything for God, you know, and that love is not there. We are saying, Lord, sanctify my heart. Sanctify, I want it today. Brethren, we are on a journey to the secret place. Don't miss the step. Pray and call upon God. If you are not saved, make sure you confess every non-sin and say, Lord, have mercy upon me. And say, Lord, have mercy upon me. If you are saved, you know, pray and say, Lord, sanctify my heart. Sanctify my heart. Sanctification will make you forgive your brother. Sanctification will make you forgive your sister. Sanctification will make you prioritize God above other things. Sanctification will make you to think, you know, about heaven above other things. Sanctification will make you sacrifice some things for the sake of heaven. Sanctification will make you, you know, to give up some things because of heaven. Sanctification will make you to overlook some things, to put some things aside because of heaven. We are saying, Lord, sanctify my heart. Sanctify my heart. Sanctify my heart. That is the experience that sustains your Christian life. That is the experience that makes you to continue, you know, steadfastly and continuously in service to the Lord. We are saying, Lord, sanctify my heart. Pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Pray and tell the Lord, oh God, I want to dwell in that secret place. I want to be in that secret place. I want to journey to that secret place. I want to enjoy the benefit of the secret place. Lord, sanctify my heart. Lord, purify my heart. Lord, make my heart holy. Lord, make my heart clean. In the name of Jesus, pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Tell the Lord, Lord, sanctify my heart. 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 In Jesus. Jesus Christ's name, we are praying. We are still praying. We're on a journey to that secret place. Want to pray, constantly abiding and communing with the Lord. That is the secret of dwelling in the secret place. We are going to pray that, Lord, all my past attitude, behavior of prioritizing other things above you when it comes to communion, when it comes to communication. Lord Jesus, give me the grace henceforth to have that habit of communing with you constantly. May I call upon the name of the Lord, not occasionally, but constantly. May I tell the Lord, oh God, grace to communicate with you consistently. Grace to have communion with you consistently. Grace to abide with you consistently. Not to be a seasonal believer. Christian on Sunday, unbelievers Monday to Saturday. Christian on Sunday, unrighteous person Monday to Friday. A believer on Sunday, but worldly Monday to Saturday. I don't want to be like that. Oh Lord, I want to abide in that secret place. I want to dwell in that secret place. I want to continue in that secret place. Oh God, give me your grace, the grace to abide, the grace to commune with you consistently. Give unto me, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Brethren, take stock of your life. How have you been living? Do you live consistently as a believer? Do you live consistently as a believer? No matter what the situation and the circumstance may be, pray and say, Lord, the life of zigzag Christianity, sine wave Christianity, that life of up today, down tomorrow, up today, down tomorrow, up the other day, down the other day, not stable. Oh God, let it stop in my life. I want to live a consistent Christian life. I want to abide in that secret place. In the name of Jesus, I receive your grace today. Give me your grace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Pray and call upon, we have been told, God is their habitation. God is the habitation of those, who understand the secret of dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. God, they dwell in God. You know what that means? You imagine God is their habitation. God directs them. They don't go outside the confines of God's word and God's commandment. They, oh God, a consistent Christian life. I need that grace gift unto me today. Make a commitment to live a consistent Christian life. Make a commitment to abide in the Lord. Make a commitment to change your way. Make a commitment to be serious with God. We are called upon the name of the Lord. Brethren, we are still on that journey. Don't miss the step. We are tell the Lord, oh God, I need that grace to consistently walk with you. I need that grace to consistently, continuously continue in journey of a Christian life with you. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus Christ's name, we are prayed. Amen. We are told these people who want to dwell in the secret place of the Most High, they run and rest in the name of the Lord, running and resting to the name of the Lord. They understand, they know what the name of the Lord is. They run to that name, they rest in that name. Brethren, we are going to pray. Who do you call when the challenges come? Who do you run to when the problem arises? You want to call upon the name of the Lord. The past way, the past lifestyle, the past behavior of running helter-skelter, running here and there, goggling and looking for solution, Lord, that is stopping. I am changing my ways from today to run to you. I will run to you. I will run to you. Brethren, these are the secret of dwelling in the secret place. Pray and call upon the name of the Lord. If you are the type that's always run here and there, before you remember Christ, before you remember the name of the Lord, before you remember the power in the name of Jesus, before you use that name on the challenges, on the problems of life that you have, pray and say, Lord Jesus, I'm changing my attitude today. I'm changing my attitude today. I'm running to you. I will run to you, to your word of truth. I will run to you. I'm bringing my problem, my challenges to you. In the name of Jesus, let's pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Make a commitment to trust in the name and the power of the Lord. Make a commitment to trust in the name of Jesus. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The name of Christ, the name of God in Himself, it is the secret place. Oh, what a deep revelation. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. That name is a secret place. That name is a place to dwell. That name is what to call, to dwell in a secret place. We are called upon the name of the Lord. I will not belittle the power of the name of Jesus. use what you have given unto me. I will not underuse the power of the name of Jesus you have given to me. Oh, with all the past attitude and past behavior of not utilizing and maximizing the benefit of the name. Oh, God, forgive me for that. In the name of Jesus, brethren, call upon the name of the Lord. Tell the Lord, in Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. We've been told these people, they have experiential knowledge of God's name. They have experiential knowledge of God's name. You are going to pray. David had his experience. And we're told of this vagabond Jews, you know, who were just calling the name of Christ that Paul preaches. They do not have experience of that Christ. You want to tell the Lord and call upon the name of the Lord once again, that Lord, strengthen my relationship with you. Oh, as I am making commitment to dwell in the secret place and I have confessed all my sins and all my righteousness, Lord, strengthen my commitment. That resolute commitment. Oh, to continue to trust your name. Give unto me in the name of Jesus. Pray and call upon the name of the Lord, and you can begin to call upon God and say, Lord, I want to experience the power of your name. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's testimony in the name of Jesus. There is greatness. There's power. There's testimony that there are mysterious miracles in the name of Christ. We are saying, Lord Jesus, I have trusted you. I believed you. I walked into your secret place. Oh, as I begin to use your name, may I experience the power in this name. In the name of Jesus, trusting the Lord is another thing. We are saying, Lord Jesus, I will trust you. I will not trust in my strength. I will not trust in my money. I will not trust in my riches. I will not trust in people. But Lord, I put my trust in you. We are fall upon the name of the Lord. And that grace to trust the Lord Almighty we give unto you. In Jesus Christ's name, we are prayed. Amen. Brethren, I believe we have all journeyed into the secret place because we know now the secret. We want to pray and call upon God. After you have dwelt and you have discovered the secret and you are dwelling in that secret place, it is not for nothing. There are benefits, and the benefit is captured and encapsulated in security. We want to pray and call upon the name of the Lord. But remember that no matter how mighty the might of man may be, it cannot overcome the might of the Lord. And then you are going to pray and call upon God. Whatever is the might of man that is voicing contrary things over your life. Now you are in the secret place. The might of the Lord is more than that. You want to begin to use your authority. And you want to begin to claim the blessings of dwelling in the secret place of the Most High now. Begin to call upon the name of the Lord and say, Lord, every might of man, oh God, that is speaking over my life. Every might of man, oh, that is speaking over my life. May the might of the Lord begin to overcome all the might of wickedness. May the might of the Lord begin to overcome all the might of contrary situation. Oh, may the might of the Lord begin to overcome all the might of bad luck, all the might of missing chances, all the might of missing opportunities, all the might of lack, all the might, oh, that is contrary to the purpose and the will of God for my life. Oh, the might of the Lord begin to overcome them in the name of Jesus. The name of the Lord is a strong power. The name of the Lord is a strong power. Use that name and begin to declare. Oh, I speak to every situation in my life. In the name of Jesus, I speak to every circumstance in my life. In the name of Jesus, I speak to every challenge in my life. In the name of Jesus, I speak to every issue in my family. In the name of Jesus, the Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong power. The righteous runs into it and is saved. Begin to declare salvation upon your head, salvation upon your final, salvation upon your spiritual, salvation upon your family, salvation upon your children. I mean salvation in the sense of physical security, in the sense of spiritual security, in the sense of security as a benefit of dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. Pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Talk to the Lord. No might of man will overcome you. No might of demons will overcome you. No might of the forces of darkness will overcome you. In the name of Jesus, shelter and shield is one of the benefit of dwelling in the secret place of the Most High? Are you threatened? Is your job threatened? Is your life threatened? Are you fearful? Are you having threat of death? Are you full of fear of death? Whatever is the issue or circumstance, do you have regular dreams, dreams about death, prophecy here and there that you are going to die? The Lord is saying you have run into the secret place of the Most High. There is shield, there is shelter for you. You shall not die but live. To declare the works of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Use the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is a strong power. The righteous runs into it and is saved. Pray and call upon the name of the Lord. I am saved in the name of Jesus. I will not die in the name of Jesus. I'm protected in the name of Jesus. My children are protected in the name of Jesus. Bad dreams are canceled in the name of Jesus. Bad revelation are canceled in the name of Jesus. Depression is canceled in the name of Jesus. Pray and call upon the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is a strong power. The righteous runs into it and is saved. Shelter and shield belong to you. Claim it, my brother. Claim it, my sister. Call upon the name of the Lord. Pray and tell the Lord. The Lord will shield your life. The Lord will protect your life. The Lord will keep you. The Lord will be with you. In Jesus Christ's name, we are praying. Eternal life and excellence. We have prayed for cleansing, for purging, for salvation. The Lord has given us that eternal life. We want to pray for excellence. And we're told today, you know, the Bible tells us that I will honor him. I will honor him. The Lord says he will honor you. If you dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and this is not the first time that God will do it. He did it, we're told, he did it for Mordecai. He did it also for Joseph. He honored them. He changed their place. He repositioned them. He lifted them up. He changed their story. You want to claim your blessing and say, oh God, honor me, oh Lord. Oh Lord, honor me. Oh God, honor me. Oh God, honor me. In my career, honor me. In my academics, honor me. In my finance, honor me. In my spiritual life, honor me. In every area of my life, honor me. Oh, I receive the honor that comes from the Lord. In the name of Jesus, when the Lord honors you, things will change for you. When the Lord honors you, it will be a geometric progress that you are going to have. When the Lord honors you, it will be visible. When God honors Mordecai, people bow down for him. When God honors Joseph, people bow down for him. Oh, God, honor them. Oh, pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Oh, God, honor me. Almighty 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 God, honor me. In the name of Jesus, pray and call upon the name of the Lord. The Lord will honor you. 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 In that career, the Lord will honor you. In that academics, the Lord will honor you. In that area of your life that you're looking for honor and upliftment, the Lord will take you to excellence. In the name of Jesus, all of our children, the Lord will honor you. Our youth, the Lord will honor you. Men and women, the Lord will honor you. Those seekers, the Lord will honor you. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. Don't miss this time. We are claiming our blessings. We have gone into the secret place of the Most High. So we must get all that God has promised us. We are going to pray. Comfort and care belongs to the Lord. This issue of depression and depressed, this one and that one, that is not our portion. That is not our story. The Lord says, if we come into a secret place, depression should not be in our mouth. That is not the language that is for us. You want to call upon the name of the Lord. Oh, comfort for my spirit. Comfort for my soul. Comfort for my spirit. Comfort for my soul. I declare the comfort of the Lord upon my soul, upon my spirit, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, we are called upon the name of the Lord. Comfort from heaven. Comfort on my soul. Comfort on my spirit. Comfort on my being. Comfort on my heart. Comfort on my life. Comfort on my head. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, you know, we're told tonight that he will cover thee with his feather. Under his wing shout out to us. Pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Oh, cover me with your favor. Cover me with your father. In the name of Jesus. Pray and call upon the name of the Lord. The Lord will bring comfort to you. Comfort and care. That areas where you are pained, that area where you have challenges, that area where things seem not to be normal, that area where you feel discomforted, where you feel every body, where you feel every load, where you feel pressed out or pressed down or pressed out of measure, the comfort of the Lord is coming for you. We are saying, Lord, comfort me. Oh, bring comfort to me. Oh, Lord, comfort me. Oh, God, comfort me. Oh, God, comfort me. Bring comfort and care to me. The Lord cares for you, and he will bring comfort to you. We are calling upon the name of the Lord. Oh, God, comfort and care. Comfort and care to every one of us. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. Uncommon freedom from unfounded fears. Fear has pursued many people away from their progress, from their success, from their prosperity into something else. Whatever fear you have, the Lord is telling us uncommon freedom from unfounded fear is coming for you. It's coming to you. We are called upon the name of the Lord. Oh God, give me that uncommon freedom from fear. The fear of death, the Lord is giving you freedom from that fear. The fear of accident, the Lord is giving you freedom from that fear. The fear of bad prophecy, that somebody has said, I have one dream about you, and this one happened to you, and that one happened to you. And since that day, you've been so afraid. The Lord is telling you, you are receiving freedom tonight. Freedom from fear. In the name of Jesus. Freedom from failure. In the name of Jesus. We are calling upon the name of the Lord. We are calling upon the name of the Lord. The Bible says, there shall no evil befall you. You will not die. You will not fail. You will not face out. You will not go into extinction. Oh, your life will not be cut short. You will not die hard. Your career will not end. Your career will not be shut down. The Lord tells us, no evil shall befall you. 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 There shall no evil before you. There shall no evil before you. There shall no evil before your family. There shall no evil before your children. There shall no evil before your husband. There shall no evil before your wife. There shall no evil before your pastor. There shall no evil before your brothers and sisters. There shall no evil before you. 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 In Jesus Christ's name, we are prayed. Amen. The Bible says, neither shall any plague come nigh that dwelling. Plague of sicknesses, or plague of diseases, or plague of joblessness, husband losing his job, wife losing his job, and everything is grounded. Any kinds of plague. The Bible says, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Oh, that means your dwelling place will even become the secret place of the Most High, because God will shield you. God will protect you. God will be with you, because you are dwelling in a secret place. You are going to pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Oh God, I receive this promise. I receive fulfillment of this promise in my life in the name of Jesus, in my body in the name of Jesus, in my soul in the name of Jesus, in my spirit in the name of Jesus. Maybe you are plagued with sickness already, or you are plagued with diseases already, or you are plagued with some infirmity, either internal infirmity, external infirmity, affecting your soul, or affecting your spirit, or affecting your body, or affecting whatever. Oh, the Lord is telling you, no place shall come near that dwelling. Where they are, there, they are in the wrong place. You infirmity, shake out of our bodies, get out of our soul, get out of our spirit, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Refuge and repose. Refuge and repose. You know, the psalmist said, David said, he said, my rock. He was saying, God is his rock. God is his fortress, his hiding place, his place of strength. We are going to pray. Refuge for everyone. Refuge for all our brethren. Refuge for all our brothers. Refuge for all our sisters. Refuge for all our men and women. Refuge for all our children. Refuge for all our pastors. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, refuge and repose. We are called upon the name of the Lord. Oh God, we run to you. We pray you will keep us. We pray you protect us. We pray you watch over us. We pray you preserve us. We pray you keep us under your pavilion. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus Christ's name, we are praying. Not only that, the Lord, you know, we're told that indescribable angelic protection, and that is, you know, that is even very insightful, that even if something is about to happen and it looks like all hope is lost and it looks like things are going to happen that are bad, the Lord says indescribable angelic divine protection. We are going to pray over every one of us on this platform, and those who couldn't join, members of Deeper Life Bible Church Finland, Oh, let's pray and call upon the name of the Lord. This indescribable angelic protection over us in our workplaces, while working with machine, while driving, while at home, in domestic home, I mean, in anywhere, our children crossing the road, wherever they are. Oh, Lord, our God, we pray for this indescribable, understandable by man, that could not be fathomed by man's plain understanding. That indescribable angelic protection grant to every one of us in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We are calling upon the name of the Lord that he will make his angel to keep and protect and preserve us, lest we dash our foot against a stone. The Lord will watch over us, the Lord will keep us, the angel of the Lord will protect us. He will send his angel after us to keep us, to protect us, to preserve us in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus Christ's name, we are praying. Timely answers to your prayers. Are there prayers you've been praying and you've not been having answers? Brethren, don't fidget. Don't fear, because we are already in the secret place. We are going to pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Every backlog of unanswered prayers, every backlog of unanswered prayer, if you see that tonight, of Jesus, all the backlog of unanswered prayers, be visited tonight, be visited tonight, be visited tonight, in the name of Jesus. Prayers from our brothers, prayers from our sisters, prayers from our men, from our women, from our children, from our youth, from our adults, from the jobless, from the husband seeker, from the wife seeker, or whatever. All the prayers we prayed that we've been waiting for answer, and we have not received answer, because we do not know the secret of going into your secret place and the benefit of dwelling there. Now we have entered. Lord, fulfill your promises in our lives in the name of Jesus. All the backlogs, oh God, of prayers, oh God, that are dear unanswered, let them be visited with mercy and instant answer from tonight in the name of Jesus. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. Youthfulness of age. Youthfulness of age, we are going to pray. The Lord will renew our strength, our body strength. He will release strength upon everyone. Pain in the leg, pain in the back, pain in the neck, pain in the eye, pain in the ear, pain everywhere. We are called upon the name of the Lord. It is the promise of the Lord that we shall enjoy youthfulness of age. Claim this promise, because now we are in the secret place of the Most High. Oh, we claim the promise of strength, the promise of youthfulness, oh God of our age, in the name of Jesus. Will not be held mentally in the head, will not be held mentally, oh Lord, will not be held, oh Lord, bodily, in the name of Jesus. Will not just walk in state at 50. Lord, we declare strength, oh youthfulness of age, upon everyone, upon every life, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. Finally, remember the testimony of the psalmist, of David. He said, the Lord raised him, he took him out of many waters. He said, he delivered him from his strong enemy. He said, he brought me forth into a large place. The Lord is going to enlarge you. He said, for thou art my lamp, the Lord will lighten my darkness. Henceforth, your path will be clear. In the name of Jesus, he said, by thee I have run through a troop. For by God, a single David ran through a troop. That is supernatural protection, supernatural deliverance, supernatural conquest. It is our portion in Jesus' name. He said, God is my strength and power. The Lord is my strength and power. He will empower you. He will strengthen you physically, ministerially, and in all areas of your life, academically, in the name of Jesus. He said, he maketh my feet like in six. He said, he teacheth my hand to war. He teacheth my hand to war. Oh, Lord, we declare and we decree all these blessings and benefits of the secret place is ours from tonight in Jesus' name. If you are there, kindly unmute your mic and say amen.
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 God bless you, brother.